Everyone's doing well this evening. So good to see y'all. Just thank the Lord for another beautiful day and opportunity we have to gather together. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? All right. Anyone on the left side with a spoken prayer request tonight? Brother Keith? Absolutely, absolutely. Ms. Sister Wendy? Absolutely, absolutely. There's still a lot going on. Did I see another hand? Brother Jeff? Absolutely, absolutely. Anyone up on the roster with a spoken prayer request? Brother Thomas?
Just keep
Yes.
He's still working at it, so just keep him in prayer.
Absolutely.
Remember my mom and dad, they're having some difficult problems. A lot of it's age. They're getting older now. But you know what? It's like I told my mother today. I said, both of y'all have been good and faithful servants to God. And I said, there's no way that he's going to turn back on any of your prayers now. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
They really do need to touch.
Amen. We'll definitely keep them in prayer. I also have a family, my family, too. The Lord knows each and every situation. Yes, Miss Lori?
Yes, John and Ava are awful. Just found out he had cancer about a month ago. He's going to be out for about 4 months for treatment.
The Lord knows, though. Absolutely. 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 Anyone else? I don't want to miss anyone with a spoken prayer request. All righty. Anyone with unspoken, let's just show by the raising of our hand. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, as we come together this evening, dear Lord, may we just be in one mind and one accord. Dear Lord, may we just release everything that's weighing us down. Dear Lord, every situation, dear Lord, that's coming against us. Dear Lord, may we just place it in your mighty hands. And, dear Lord, you've heard the spoken prayer request. You've seen the hands raised. Dear Lord, we know there are prayer requests that come through our live feed or our feed that we're able to broadcast or your message, your word, and, dear Lord, this service out to those that intend to watch. And, dear Lord, for those that are sick and shut in or in rehabs or in nursing homes right now, dear Lord, that aren't able to be with us, we miss them so much, dear Lord. And we ask you just to bless them, heal them, and bring them back to us as quick as you can. And for those that have lost loved ones, dear Lord, as we hear situations that come to us now, dear Lord, we ask that you'll just touch each and every one. Dear Lord, we know that you're the healer. We know that you provide, dear Lord. We know that you're the conqueror. And, dear Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Love His holy name. While you're standing, they were playing this just a minute ago. I'll Fly Away, page 333. Let's all just sing. Take up the evening offering, a couple of announcements. Excuse me as we get ready to take up our offering. I know there's a lot of things going on, and I just want to use this opportunity just to invite everybody. And the announcement tonight is to Sunday school and ask y'all to help me be that voice out there, to invite those that you get to see or those that you know that maybe even there's still situations that we've got a few that aren't comfortable or they come in with their kids and that type of thing, which is fine. But we just want to let our Sunday school, we're very blessed with our teachers and with all that's going on. So I want to invite each and every one of you to Sunday school. I'm looking at the group, and the majority of y'all are. And also for the adults, we have two classes. We have the class in here, and then we have one out in the children's church that's called New Horizons. So we're going through the Bible out in that class, and we're really enjoying it. And I know the class up here is doing well. So there's not a problem. The teachers are doing very well. When they can, is trying to keep the kids spread out a little bit in Sunday school, and you'll have plenty of room too. So we want to invite those, anyone online that isn't normally coming to Sunday school, we'd love to have you. And also, don't forget about our Overcomers Outreach, our food closet. And I know we're so blessed with this. It's helped so many people. Don't forget, let's continue to donate to the food closet if there's any way possible, whether it be dry goods or monetary donations. And like I said, I'll try to hit on different ministries each time. But keep each and every one of our ministries in our prayers, because there's a lot of needs out there. And God has blessed us so much, so much. Praise the Lord. All righty. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our offering, please? Yes, Lord.
Lord, we do thank you for every goodness in our life. So bless this offering, Lord, for the program of our work, Lord. Bless all those that have to give, those especially that don't. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Susan, if you would, come on up.
First of all, I want to praise the Lord for all of His blessings, for protecting us every day. And I was thinking about this song, Keep Walking. I truly believe that we, not just us, but the church, the whole church of God and His children, is the only thing keeping this world together right now. And I think about the things that you go through and everything that the people are going through. And I think you just got to keep walking. You gotta keep going, even just one step at a time. You gotta keep going for Jesus. You gotta keep praising. You gotta keep worshiping. And I just want the Lord to help me to do that. Help me to lead somebody, to say something, to be something to somebody that would not normally, you know, even think about God or come to church or whatever. But we gotta keep walking. I searched and I searched for the road that leads to glory. I wondered if I'd ever find the way. I sat down to rest, for my feet had grown so weary. But then I heard a voice within me say, you've got to keep walking, just keep walking, walking in the light. Walking in the light of the Lord. I prayed for the Lord to give me mercy. I prayed for Him to brighten up the day. I was so afraid, for the road now seemed so lonely. But then I heard a voice within me say, you've got to keep walking, just keep walking, walking in the light of the Lord. You'll get to heaven someday, better get in the right way, walking in the light of the Lord. I prayed for the Lord to give me mercy. I prayed for Him to brighten up the day. I was so afraid, for the road now seemed so lonely. But then I heard a voice within me say, you've got to keep walking, just keep walking, walking in the light of the Lord. You'll get to heaven someday, better get in the right way, walking in the light of the Lord.
Dropping to the floor, you know. I just don't believe in wasting no time. There might have been a time where I believed in wasting time, but it's not now. Yeah. I don't know anybody that has known me, the old me, the new me, or the current me, but I'm telling you, as of just a few weeks ago, I'm not the same person that I once was. That's not telling you that I had nothing or I wasn't backslid, but what that is God took me and He did me way down again. And he reminded me, you know, sometimes we'll get to that point to where we go, I can do this. You know what I'm saying? But then what happens in the end is that you find out you can't do anything without Him.
Amen.
Nothing. I was at that place, you know. And sometimes I'm not going, you know, people go, that had to be of the devil because that was just a bad thing. Well, guess what? The Bible says to approach God with fear and trembling. And that's not to mean that I'm a scaredy cat, I'm afraid of you, but that's being reverent to His holiness and righteousness. If next thing. But I'm the guy, and I want you to look at what the poster child looks like and everything, because when he washed me good this time, he washed me good. There's no more tobacco. And I feel cleansed for taking all the chewing tobacco away, not smoking chewing tobacco, but any of it. Sanctification. He cleaned
Amen.
Up his house.
Amen.
And when he started there, he kept on going. And it was just buckets and buckets, it has been, of his graciousness on my life. But you know what? And I told Jennifer this over and over, and I don't keep harping it, but I have to thank him because it's so much. The one thing that I have learned in studying the Bible, and it's almost, I'm not one of those guys that have stats that I can throw at you. It says this many times in the Bible, 586 times. I can tell you this. Almost every place that you read in the Bible that somebody is asking something from God in need, right behind it is going to be a praise. I praise you.
Oh, yes.
I thank you, Lord. And that's what was brought to my attention. You know, as a kid, when you go to your mom and dad, and as a parent, every time you go to Walmart, you know who you are. You've seen them. Okay? They just standing in the aisle screaming because they expect to get something every time. And then the next time you go to Walmart, you go, okay, all right, I'm going to get you that car. And then one day it hits you, you go, well, you know what, still just asking mom and dad all the time, how's that going? You know, it sure was nice she did for me. I'm glad you bought me that car. Do you see what I'm saying? And how it just blesses your heart as a parent to hear your children say that to you. That is the incense that we send God every time that we praise him with a hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And I praise him for what he's done. But if Jennifer was saying this song, I really like this one.
There came a woman to a well one day, her life so empty and bare. She came just like any other day. She met Jesus there. He told her of her sinful past and changed it all around. And you could hear this woman say as she passed through the town, come and see,
come see the man who told me all the wrong I've done. Is not this the Christ, the blessed Holy One?
I came for water, but the water he gave me for water,
but the water he gave.
came for water, but the water He gave me made me new again and set my spirit free. Set me free.
I know you're tired. I know you've had a long day, but you've made the right choice, I believe. We all have in that commitment to the Lord. So I want to ask just a little praise and worship just for a minute before we get into the message. We're going to just do a couple of verses of, or the chorus of Jesus. If y'all would, sing with me, and they'll put it up here on the screen if you don't know it. Jesus, Jesus. One more time. Jesus, Lord, we love You. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, there's something about that name, Lord. We just... Master, Savior, Jesus. Like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim. Something about that name. Lord, we love You. Praise
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. You may be seated for a second. We'll go ahead and get into the Word this evening. As y'all can see, Some of you that may not know, Brother Eddie and Sister Penny got a chance to get away, hopefully where they are. And I know they're. He texted me this morning and just praying they're having a great time, some relaxation, and just a good chance for the, just to get away. I know I like road trips, and I like it anytime Miss Elaine says, let's get away for a few days. So I just, you know, we're just keep them in your prayers, especially all those others that aren't able to be with us, whether they're sick, for whatever reason, traveling, work, sickness, like I said, whatever the needs there are. But we know God knows. And this Jesus we're singing about and we're proclaiming, He is our Lord and Savior. And if He's not yours, tonight is a night to turn it all over to Him. If you've got so many struggles, or you're being weighted down by something, or you're being pulled apart, it seems, and you can't sense to just get it all back together, there's one name. Name above all names, and that's Jesus Christ. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and get into the Word tonight. I'm real excited about it. As always, I just thank the Lord for the opportunity I have. And anytime I get a chance to speak, I enjoy the Sunday school classes. That's why I'm kind of harping at y'all. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. Come to Sunday school, because we love to have you. And we got plenty of chairs or pews or whatever we need. We'll make another building if the good Lord says it's time. So praise God. I'm going to ask you to turn in your Bible to St. Matthew chapter 19. We're going to read some familiar verses tonight, but I want to go about it in a little different way. So it's going to be Matthew 19, and we're going to start with verse 16. Give y'all just a second to get there. And y'all will have to excuse me. My eyes they're acting up here lately, and it just take me just a second. I didn't bring the other Bible. It's got bigger words because I needed this one tonight. But we're going to Matthew 19. We're going to start with verse 16, and we're going to go through 30. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. Oh, praise the Lord. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. So he said back to Jesus, said unto him, Which? And Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, they will honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? And Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come out and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Well, who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Then answered Peter and said it unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit on the throne of his glory, ye shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or fathers, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake shall receive as a hundredfold, and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Praise the Lord for His Word. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord just to bless His message this evening?
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated if you can. Just praise the Lord. Now, that's a lot of reading, but it's necessary in this message tonight that we take all the Scripture. And I know we're very familiar with the rich man, and we've heard the, and I know in Sunday school, I mentioned Sunday school again, but there's a reason. But we talk about the camel, would be easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than it is for a rich man to get to heaven. So I've heard that section of the message. And then when you go a little bit further down, that you know it's broken down. But I wanted to put all these verses together tonight because I have an ultimate reason, and I hope we'll see it. I'll just ask the Lord just to bless us tonight. I want to get out of the way and just let the Lord do what He would have us to do. We just praise His name. If we have a title for the message to name tonight, it would be, "What Good Thing Shall I Do?" And that's exactly what the young rich man asked Jesus. You know, if we look back at verse 16, and it says, "Behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" I want to say something as we get started, and I'm not finding fault with this young man at all. But who did he go to? He went to Jesus. And he asked exactly what he was desiring was eternal life. But as Jesus answered and told him what he needed to do with his commandments, and he said, and he asked him which ones, or he asked which, as it says here in Scripture. Jesus read them to him. And he said, "But I've done that since my youth." And then he says one more thing, "But what lack I yet?" And Jesus again said to him, for him to sell all that he had, just give it to the poor. And this is what I love. And he said, the first he said he would have treasures in heaven, but then he says, "Come and follow me." As he approached him, and I want, before I get too deep into it, I want y'all to understand that as we read this event that happened and Jesus writing, it's important to us, and I believe this in my heart, this is a very important Scripture, because you're going to find it in three of the Gospels. This same event is in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, if you look at them. And they're all in there, and they're not word for word because they're different authors. But they're very close in the same gist. So as we talk about this, and you know, in this day and time, we talk about today, and this is what's bringing this message out. Sunday school, I've told you, our class, we're going through the Bible, and we're in Deuteronomy, and there's a lot of laws, there's a lot of things as Moses is preparing. We're getting towards the end when they get ready to go into the Promised Land. But we were talking about blessings and curses. We were talking about the different things, and we started relating to today and time. There's so much Scripture. I don't care if it's Old Testament or New Testament. God knows exactly what we need to read, and He's guiding us. This is a true roadmap. I've had an opportunity, Elaine and I have, with one of our grandchildren who's been spending some extra time with us, and an opportunity to talk about things, you know, like you talk to a young teenager, especially one as they get going, their pride and their, you know, your name and what you stand for and all the different integrity and all these. But I thank the Lord for referencing, giving me everything I need for references for those same conversations. But I want to talk about this young man. He came, and it says young. I'm using the same definition. As you read the different ones and some of the commentaries, it said that he was very well-to-do. We say rich man, some people say, when you talk about it. But it goes to where Jesus was. You know, you realize what Jesus has been doing. He'd been teaching all along here. In my Bible, if you flip back to 18... In 19, almost every bit of it's in red. It's Jesus talking. He just had blessed the little children. He says, "Don't suffer the little children not to be with me." And they wanted the Lord to bless them, and He did. But if you read one of these, it says the man ran to Him and hit his knees. I didn't mark which one it was, whether it was in Mark or Luke. But it said he hit his knees in front of Jesus. But he had so much that he wasn't willing to do to get this eternal life. And I want to reference where we are today. And I wrote some things down, and I don't want to mess up the Scripture, and I don't want to jump around too much. But you know, the world wants each and every one of you. And they're going to offer you whatever they can to get you. And I'm talking about the devil, Satan. He's going to offer anything he can, the sweetest, the prettiest, whatever your tendency is. If it's wealth, if it's your possessions, whatever. But as we read this, and when Jesus was messaging, what jumped down to 25 for me, and I also had just talked about, verily I say unto, that a rich man shall not hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven, and that's in 23. In my Bible, it references hindrances, that the wealth is a hindrance to his life. I was reading one of the commentaries as I was studying. It says that the value that we have in trying to protect it. Think about this. I don't have this problem. Y'all probably know that about me, but I don't have to worry about investments, the stock market dropping. I mean, there's a little bit stuck in a hole somewhere, but I don't have to worry about it. But the hindrances it talks about of wealth, just talking about monetary wealth or things that you got to lock your stuff up, your storehouses, this type of stuff. But Jesus was talking, and you know the disciples were with him, because in 25 it says something very strong here. It says the disciples heard it. It says, when the disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed. And also you can use the word astonished. And it says, then, who then can be saved? As Jesus was teaching, not only is he, we've talked about the young man that left, but as Jesus is teaching, they said, well, who can be saved then? Because we have to remember that time is not any different than today in so many areas. The prestige, if you remember right, when they would say, even Jesus said, you know, and then in the ministry it talks about, you know, don't come in and put yourself above others. It's okay to sit back, and then if they invite you up. But it talks about the people that are wealthy, the leaders, maybe whomever they had at the time would be brought to the front table. If it's a wedding, you know, they had the main guest sitting right up front. If we look at today and time, you know, whether it's the Hollywood people or sports or whomever, you know, if they walked in right here, everybody would move over and say, here, come here, take this seat. And as the disciples were asking, you think about the prestige or the monetary value or the wealthy, and they're looking to say, well, if they can't get in. And I'm putting these in my words. Y'all have to understand how I learn. But in this day and time, when the world wants you so bad and he offers you something, he says, if you take this, you know, you got to have the biggest truck, the biggest, you know, finest this, the best of that. You know, I don't know about y'all, but there wasn't a lot of name brands that I got as a kid going to school, but I know my boys. I had one of them. I don't remember which one. I think it was first, second day of school. Came back, and he says, I'm not wearing those, you know, the Robux. Y'all remember those jeans? Or am I too old for y'all? The Sears jeans? He wanted Levi's. He told his mama he can't go back to school unless he's got Levi's. But it's that prestige. It's that thing. And that's what the world's offering us now. But this young man dropped his head and sorrowfully walked away. But Jesus, in his ministry, and the same Jesus we just sang praises of, and when his disciples had said, who then can be saved? I love Jesus' answer. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, I'm in 26, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. The divine ability, it says in my Bible. Then answered Peter and said to him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have? What shall we have thee for? And Jesus, in his glory, he says, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit on the throne of his glory, ye shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So he answered them and told them exactly what their gift was. It was just like he had told the rich man. If you look back, he had told him that he would have his, sell what he has, and he says that thou shalt have treasures in heaven, was what he said, I'll give you. And he just answered the disciples, but then as we get into 29, and this is really where the message is tonight, I went through all this to say that, and I want y'all to think of it very closely to this day and time. And I said, some of our Sunday school discussions, you know, that we talk about the time. You know, we read Scripture and you see about the timing of the world today. And, you know that, you know, we even in our prayers that we talk about how the Lord, how much more we talk about this world today and the trials that it's in. And it's very heavy in our heart. But we also understand that through the walk that we have, that we have to just release everything that we have to the Lord. And he says this in 29. And it says, and everyone that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or fathers, or mothers, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. Basically, what is it, as you read this and you break it down, it's just things that I wrote in there. Everyone that has self-denial. I'm not important. God is. I don't need to be sitting in the front. I'll just do whatever He wants me to do. We get rid of that unworldliness, or we become that way, that we're not involved in the worldliness, And we do these things that we have to search for our eternal life. And as we go to Jesus, even when we go to the altar, we've asked the Lord to come into our heart and our life. We said, Lord, save me. You're releasing things. Lord, You take charge. I can't handle this anymore. Lord, I can't deal with the life and the direction that I'm in. I need Your touch. I need Your help in my family. Lord, not just help. I need You to be the pilot, as they say. Like the song, Jesus, Take the Wheel. And that's what we're doing here. The rich man, and who am I to, I'm not judging. I'm just saying what we read here in Scripture. He was sorrowful and walked away because he was to get rid of his riches and give to the poor. But what did Jesus offer him? Eternal life. And he says, and follow me. Now, I would like to tell you that if Jesus walked in this room and says, follow me, that I wouldn't, there's no way I would say no. I'd give it all. I want to say that because of my faith. But at the same time, I also know how the Scriptures, even the disciples says, well, then how can everybody do this? But if we release what we have, things that are burdening us down, it could be anxiety, it could be fear, it could be guilt. There's so many things that's here that we have to put in mind that's getting in the way of our relationship with the Lord. When, and I'll be honest with you, why is sin talked about so much in the darkness? Because it creates shame. Unless a person's got a hardened heart, that there's no way, and they need God more than anything. But as we deal with this and we look at it, and I know it's a different way to preach this or to bring this message in, even in a Bible study. But even when he says, why, you know, even Jesus took the time to teach as he's ministering. And he says, why call me there good? Because he knows how holy God is. And there's so many things. It talks about self-sacrifice. What are you willing to give up for eternal life? The young man asked Jesus that same question, didn't he? What must I do? Actually, the words in the King James is, what good thing shall I do? He told him, follow my commandments. Sell what you have and give to the poor and come follow me. Eternal life. Jesus also told the disciples, and then in 29, it's also an everyone. That's you. That's me. And everyone that gives up what we have. The Lord didn't say doesn't want you to take care of things. He didn't say you've got to just walk away from it. But what he says, we need to be willing to give him our life, our all. That sacrifice is nothing compared to what Jesus has done for us. That same Jesus we just praise and worship. That same Jesus is the name we can call out in the middle of a storm, or call out in the middle of the night when there's a crash or a wreck, or your children are sick and you have no answers, you call out Jesus. What are you willing to give? Or basically, what shall I do? What good thing shall I do? And the only good thing we can ever describe is a willingness to give it all. And that's exactly who we are. In our job, give it all to the Lord. Do the best you can do because God gave you that job. When your finances, do the best you can. Give Him your finances. Give Him your checkbook. When we're flipping the channels, give the Lord the remote. Let Him guide us. And when He says, you don't need to be watching that, or you don't need to be doing that or listening to that, that's what we do. As parents, we ask for baby dedication. Isn't that presenting our children to the Lord? Our grandchildren? Lord, help me to be closer to You. We don't want to do these things and then turn around and walk around like we're blind and we forgot about it. That walk that we have. Like I said, the world wants you right now. I'll be honest with you. Satan wants to destroy you. You know, I can only, and I love that song, I Can Only Imagine, but I can only imagine that trophy room where he's got saints that he has grabbed hold of and he's got them somewhere on the wall. But lo, for all of us, we have to release it to him. What shall I do for that eternal life? Right now in this day and time, when we are have an example that we should set, we should be the Christians that we should do. We should walk the walk that he would have us to go. But the most important thing we can do is put God first in everything that we do. Dedicate it to him. Dedicate your day. We thank him for a good night's sleep. I mean, and when I say a good night's sleep, for that you were able to wake up the next morning. I don't know about y'all, but there's sometimes this morning I was up real early. And I was just glad I didn't wake Miss Elaine up. I was trying to tippy-toe out, and I know I fell over stuff trying to pull the door shut. But I just thanked him for this morning. I just had that peace this morning. And, of course, I'm not saying I'm any better than anybody else, but I went to the Bible. And I knew I was bringing the message tonight, so it gave me a chance to do some more study. But I was wide-eyed, and I tell you what, it's just something just hit me. But I wanted to get this point across to y'all tonight. Is that the Lord is only asking us for nothing more than what he's already given us. It's his house. It's his money. It's his car. It's his breath. It's his heartbeat. It is his mercy that allowed us to be joining, that we're in a place that we can freely worship and not be ridiculed, persecuted, or murdered for gathering in the name of the Lord. That we live in a state that we can come in here and we don't have to worry about them coming in saying, why are y'all here? You're not supposed to gather. And we know these problems are going on today. And we need to keep prayers up for those that need it. But I want y'all to know, I don't care how sick we are, how tired we are, and I'm not trying to beat up the bush, but I want to get to this point. Romans 12:2 says, but be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Our walk with the Lord, and we need it on Wednesday nights as much as we need it Sunday mornings or Sunday nights. We need a renewing of our mind. We need to get all the crud out of there and release it to him, because it's his mind anyway. Say, Lord, fill me with your word. Fill me with your joy. Fill me with your peace. Let me praise you in the storm. Let me know that no matter what, you are the rock that I can stand on. Those shores could come. I love Brother Adam's song, that Lord, God knows, and when he created this, that you knew where the water stopped when you're standing on the beach. He knows where that water's supposed to stop. That is the Lord. And I'm using the young man, and I am not trying to beat him up for this, because it's easier for me to read this, and the Lord's given me this word, but I want to say something. Losing eternal life out of material possessions. Losing eternal life over a willingness to sin instead of repenting and asking God to forgive us. Losing eternal life over some of the most unimportant things in the world. And I'm going to be honest with you. We've been praying a lot with our family. There's some situations that God's working on right now. I already see it. Brother Keith, I see it. I can see it in you, your smile. Praise God. I can see y'all. I love every one of you. But at my house, there's things too. And there's things we have to release that I've had to realize. I drive Elaine crazy because I think everything can be fixed. And can't you just be nice and smile to somebody and say, hey, whether it's my fault or not, I'm sorry. Now, can't we get along? But it doesn't always work that way. But giving it to God's the best solution. I said, Lord, you handle it. And it hurts because I try everything I can not to upset anybody or say something or however you want to put those words together. And please, I'm not patting myself. That's just who I am. But as I read this, and he says in 29 again, it says self-denial. It says for Christ's sake. These are things that my Bible has. This is a little study Bible. That's why I brought it. And it says, even when he talks about it, these words are, this hit me hard. It says gain through loss. That's hard to explain to somebody when something's happened in their life. But if we give it to the Lord, our gain is through what he's brought us. I heard somebody, I don't know if it was here where I heard it from, but it might have been something I read. But sometimes those storms we go through is just that strengthening. It's like the iron in the fire, how it's strengthened, how you go through it, how a blacksmith can take something and just pound it, heat it, put it in the water to cool it, work it, shape it. If that's what God has to do, we talk about the potter in our studies and everything that's been used in Scripture. And then the other one I want to mention before I get back into where I was going with this is in verse 30, it says, "But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first." Again, that's probably where I read about those times, the prestige, the power they had, the people that are put up front. You know, the head magistrates get put up here. There, you know, there's certain places you set the authority. You know, it's like in the army we had to learn the chain of command. Even if when there was a chain, at any time you could be asked questions. Who's who? Who's over the Department of Defense? You know, who's whatever. And that's like in this, as we talk about. The prestige at this time, those with money, those that could afford things, those that did this, they were up top. And as the disciples asked, well, if this is the case, then who could be saved? And that's why Jesus so wisely, he knew what he was doing. He knew he was a Messiah. He knew he was our Lord and Savior. He knew he was going to die on the cross for us. He knew that he was the sacrifice. He knew that he would die for you and I. And that's us. He even sees us today. That's why he said it's in God's hand. He says, man can't do this, but God can. That's the same way with healing, the things we go through. And I wanted to mention this because here's what, and I'm going to ask them, I think they put it on the board for us. I'm going to give you just a second to flip. I don't know how fast y'all are in your Bibles. I'm real slow. 1 John 2:15 through 17. 1 John 2, if y'all want to turn. I think they're going to put it on the screen for me. We'll do the King James first. But this fits so well into the message tonight, and actually it was the original scripture that we were going to use. And I'm just going to read it to you. It says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is in the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." As we talk about the world today, and I wanted to swing this back around to us today, the lust of this world is just running rampant. They were talking about it at work last week, I think it was. These folks with all the money, they got the name, Hollywood names and all that kind of stuff. They make it look like they're just so hunkered down and how horrible people are that's out moving around in the world. But those folks, truthfully, like I said to one of the ladies, I said, but they don't have to worry. They got people coming to clean, do their stuff and cook for them and do that kind of stuff. But that's exactly what the devil wants us to go into those worldly things. I'll sell my body, I'll sell my soul, I'll sell whatever. But that's not what God says here in 1 John. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. But I want to read it to you in Amplified, and I don't know if they can put that up there or not. But if y'all don't mind, I'm going to read it in Amplified, the same three verses. Do not love the world or sin that opposes God and His precepts, nor the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That is so heavy. If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. For all that is in the world, the lust and sensual cravings of the flesh, and the lust and longing of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, pretentious confidence in one's resources, or in the stability of earthly things, these do not come from the Father, but are from the world. The world is passing away, and with its lust, the shameful pursuit and ungodly longings. But the one who does the will of God and carries out his purpose lives forever. That is so powerful. This lust of the world, these these desires that are being thrown at us and our children, our grandchildren, our politicians, whatever their goals are. We go to Jesus. Someone go to Jesus and say, and hit their knees and said, "Good Master, what must I do to have eternal life?" And He tells us. And then that lust of the world or these desires completely turns us back. And we drop our head and walk away. Or do we release it to Him? I said, "God, it's all Yours. I'm sick. Maybe I'm unemployed. Maybe I've got bill collectors dunning me left and right. Lord, help me get out of this. Or Lord, I'm going to give it to You. And guide me. If He tells me to go to work or get 3 jobs, then if Jesus tells me that's what you need, then I want to do it." And that's what the Word's all about. As we study the Word and we get His guidance from Old Testament to New Testament, there's so many places there that we can stand strong and know that His Word is true. That anchor holds. And I know I relate a lot to songs, but that's how the Lord talks to me. I'm a visual person. He has to show me things. It has to flash in front of me. And I go, "Oh yeah. Why am I worried? Lord, it's Yours anyway." If He tells me I need to go in a different direction, you know, I've told y'all the testimony of at this altar with a lot of y'all. Y'all didn't even know what I was praying for. But I was having a job, and some of y'all remember on Wednesday nights, and all, I wouldn't even show up till Brother Eddie's about half preaching because the job I had, because I was, we had 3 shifts, and I was a manager, and usually I had to extend over every one of them. And if somebody didn't come in, I had to stay till I got somebody to cover them or stay all night. Started praying for a new job. I got Brother Eddie and I got the Band of Brothers and people up here, and we started praying. And I said this last time I think I was up here. And then when they let me go, months later, I was, "What am I going to do? What am I going to do?" And I had to call Brother Eddie because I couldn't call Miss Elaine first. I had to get somebody to have my back. And as I'm driving down the road with tears in my eyes, and I was telling Brother Eddie everything going on, and I knew what we owed, and I know everything. And Brother Eddie and his spiritual words, the way he lifts you up when he's listening to the Lord and the wisdom that God's given him. I was just talking about, "What am I going to do? What am I going to do?" And he says, "Well, brother, weren't we praying for you to get a new job?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, it looks like the Lord got tired of you looking. He's going to help you." So he got me unemployed, so I had to get another job. But I guess you could say I dropped my head. I let that sorrow walk me away because I didn't want to do what I had to do. But getting off everything, let's talk serious for a minute. I mean, it's all serious. But let's talk about salvation. Let's talk about our walk. I don't know where you are tonight, except I just feel good with y'all, and I just love each and every one of you. But it doesn't matter how little it seems to you. Give it to Jesus. If it's our children, if it's sickness, if it's whatever, give it to Jesus. If our job seems shaky and you wonder, "How can I keep doing this?" Give it to Jesus. Release these worldly sorrows. There's nothing any more detrimental to us than anxiety and fear and all those things that go forth. Give it to Jesus. And we'll pray with you. We'll pray for you. We are a family right here. We're just part of the big family of Christ. We're just a small, small token. I can only imagine, but when the eastern sky splits, as we've been hearing preached lately, when the trumpets sound, and we have no fear in our mind, and we know without a shadow of a doubt, as they say, "I know that I know that I know that when the Lord calls me home, I'm going home." I can sing by and by. I can sing all the sayings. "He is my Redeemer." I can see how great they are. I can sing about the Jesus that we know internally. And that's what He told the disciples. He said, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." So when we ask the Lord for heal us, to touch us, or if there's any doubt and fear in our mind, or anyone watching this, let us know and we'll pray with you. There is an answer. It's releasing it completely to Jesus Christ. In this day and time, the world wants you. But Jesus wants you that much more that He gave His life for you. None of them's going to give their life for you. They just want you to run amongst everything. But I know I've talked a lot, and it's not a shouting in prayer, but I'm shouting inside y'all. Because the Lord showed me something. I'm not in this battle by myself. My family's not in their battle by yourself. You're not in this battle by yourself. If you release it to Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I give it all to You. Don't worry about your finances. Don't worry about your home. Don't worry about anything. The Lord will prepare a way for you, and I'm a firm believer in that. If you have a prayer, pray it, believing He's healing. He's mending. He's putting marriages back together. He's healing cancer. He's helping strengthen those that have lost a loved one, because there's going to be a reunion in the sky when the Lord calls us home. And I just love the Lord tonight, and I love each and every one of you. And we're going to get ready to close. And I know it's a little different, but I had to put all that together. I'll be honest with you. I told Ms. Elaine coming over, I don't know where we're going to end. But we're going to end in heaven. How's that sound? Amen. I love y'all. We're going to stand, if y'all would. We're going to go in prayer, but I want you to know, thank y'all for coming out on a Wednesday night. Thank you for being with us, your love. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your time, the ministry that y'all give each and every one of us. It wouldn't be right if y'all weren't here. I just want to tell you that right now. When you're on vacation or you have to work or whatever the situation is, we miss you terribly. But we understand. Everybody deserves a day off. But know how much we love you. And let's be in much prayer for our ministries. There are folks out there really hurting, and they're really following the wrong source. And they really need to find Jesus. And I'm not judging. I just want y'all to help be the vessels that show them that smile and let them know there is a Jesus. All right, as we get ready to we're going to close with prayer. But if anybody needs any prayer tonight, this altar is open. But we'll go ahead and have a dismissal prayer, being it's Wednesday night. And then we'll stay as long as you want to pray, or if you need something, please let us know. If you're online watching this at a later date or whatever, put your prayer request on there. We'd gladly pray for you. We have a prayer box, and we have many ways that we gather. All right, our hearts and minds clear. If you have a prayer request, and like I said online, just show us. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just love You. Lord, we praise Your name. Dear Lord, we praise Your word. Lord, we thank You again for this opportunity You've given us tonight. Dear Lord, I pray that these words that went forth, dear Lord, that You're edified, dear Lord, that You're strengthened, and dear Lord, that we have no doubt in our mind, dear Lord, that You are our God, and that You're in charge, dear Lord, that You are our Redeemer. Lord Jesus, we love You. We praise Your holy name. Lord, let Your Holy Ghost just strengthen and guide and protect each and every one here. I ask You to bless every family that's represented, dear Lord. Be with the young people outside and the children that's in their classes tonight, dear Lord. Thank You for Your blessings. Lord, with our pastor, strengthen him and Miss Penny, dear Lord. Keep them safe. Let them have a wonderfully blessed, restful time. And, dear Lord, and bring them home safe at their appointed time. Dear Lord, we just love You. Dear Lord, we pray for our country. Lord, we're in need now. Lord, we need to be one nation under God and not divided as we are. Lord, I pray and we praise You. In Jesus' name, and we all say, amen. 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 Thank y'all. Have a great evening.